This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Mark Bauerlein. I'm professor of English at Emory University. I've been here since 1989. Last year, I published a collection of essays by other people, some of the essays dating back to the 90s, entitled The Digital Divide, Arguments For and Against Facebook, Google Texting, and the Age of Social Networking. The volume built upon a book I wrote in 2008 under the title The Dumbest Generation. And the book is different in that I wanted to collect a series of essays from people speaking about the values and benefits or disadvantages or dangers of the digital age. People who regard Wikipedia as a tremendous breakthrough in the collective intelligence of humanity, versus people who regard Wikipedia as a sign of the onset of a new Dark Ages. The reason that I put them together is, one, you often don't have a collection of voices who disagree so starkly on the meaning of the digital age. This book puts together vastly different voices on the issue. On the assumption that the digital age is a cultural revolution, and cultural revolutions have to be hashed out. What they mean is hard to determine, especially when you're in the middle of it. And it requires a lot of diverse perspectives and different voices for one to begin to come to terms with what it really amounts to. So we pull together the intelligent voices who, again, debate the issue from both sides. I came out very strongly against digital technology in the hands of the young in their leisure lives in 2008. So I was deeply on one side. How do I come off and present a balanced volume? Well, it was forced upon me. Because when the book came out, The Dumbest Generation, it did receive quite a bit of attention and quite a bit of criticism. And many of the people who criticized the volume harshly ended up in this volume. So they opened up the debate in response to The Dumbest Generation. And how do you respond when people do criticize you for your partly polemical take on things? Well, you could turn around and say, you're wrong, and then engage in a counter statement on their part. Well, at times I did that in shorter articles. But the best lesson to take from that is to realize this is a live debate. This is an open discussion. And for anyone to assume that he or she has the final word on what something so drastically radical means, such as the digital age or Facebook, is arrogant. It is to try to close off the discussion. It is not allowing the meaning of this to shake out. So this volume really was an attempt to advance the debate, not to bring it down to my side, but instead to give people more tools, more available latitude of understanding. And to get that, understanding what the digital age means, and to get that, they do need to hear smart people saying things that are diametrically opposed. That's one reason I didn't put anything of my own in the volume from The Dumbest Generation or subsequent articles. I wrote an introduction that I simply tried to present as, here's why these writings are important. I didn't want to join in the debate. I'm just trying to stage it.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.